there are many lessons and many religious ethical values that are intertwined with the experience of Pesach, of the Siddurim, a national identity, the centrality of Yetzias Mitzrayim in making ourselves the people of Emunah, of faith. One of the many religious values that emanate from Pesach and are intertwined, is intertwined with Pesach, is that idea of Zrizus, that idea of alacrity, getting a lot done, doing things earlier rather than later, living life with purpose and direction and movement instead of being in any way slothful. And that's built into the pasuk. It says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." You should guard the matzos, which of course is the idea of matzah shmura. And Chazal darshened out, "Ushmartem es hamitzvos." You should guard the mitzvos, which is another way of saying to take them seriously, to do them quickly. It's a very beautiful idea discussed by Rav Huttner about the connection between matzos and mitzvos. And just like by a matzah, if we take our time and we allow it to go for too long, it's chametz, it's a psul, it's a negation in the object itself. So too when it comes to a mitzvah. If we lollygag and we just take our time and we push it off, there's something. There's a psul, there's a diminishment of the ma'aseh mitzvah itself. And we all know that feeling of the zrizus that takes place before Pesach. For those of you who are staying in for Pesach, of course, just the feeling of the moving of the boxes and the schlepping of the boxes and running around and to this supermarket and to Amazing Savings and running here and doing this. And there's a real sense of busyness, of alacrity, of movement. But to some degree, we create for ourselves a scenario that is almost inevitable, that with all the long list of things to do, all the money that has to be spent, the projects, the effort, the turning over, the kashering, all of those things, it creates a feeling of zrizus, but it also creates a feeling of tension, sometimes anxiety, nervousness, stress, frustration. The period of time leading into Pesach, instead of being one of rejoicing of this Marche Reseinu, becomes one that some people dread, becomes one that sometimes children look back on and say, oh, my mother and my father, they were so tense before Pesach. It also becomes part of the narrative of the Zrizus, of the time limit of getting everything done, but sometimes the accompanying feelings of frustration that comes along with that Zrizus. I remember seeing a story about Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky primarily was a Talmid of Slobodka. And then for a period of time, he left Slobodka to go learn in Kelm. And in Kelm, there was a certain idea of doing things very seriously with zrizus, but benachas. People would walk with a certain gentleness. People would have high aspirations, but it would be benachas. There is a sense of this enormous, enormous place of spiritual ambitions, of learning ambitions, of growth, which can sometimes turn into a feeling of anxiety or tension or inadequacy. And in Kelm, it was all about benachas, with an inner calm. The outer world is the world of Zrizus. The inner world was the world of Nachas. And Yaakov Kamenetsky, years later, something was on the Erev Shabbos, and even Rav Yaakov, I guess, sometimes had the pre-Erev Shabbos rush or the pre-Shabbos rush, and he had to jump in the shower, and he had to go here, and they were late, and they were this, and this, you know, a circumstance that probably for a lot of us, we would not be at our best. And Rav Yaakov said, with a typical Rav Yaakov smile, He said, "Oh, now I have a chance to practice my zrizos benachas. Moving quick, a lot done, a long list, but benachas, gentle, happy, at peace." And I believe that those words are something, and I know they've rung in my ears, but that should be ringing in our ears before a wedding. We're making a wedding for our children, we're making a simcha, and there's a list of 1,000 things, and the house is just going crazy, and everyone is feeling tense. But benachas of a certain gentleness. And how does a person get to a point where they feel benachas? Of course, there's many different approaches, and there are people that are suffering from real anxiety or real issue of nerves, and that's something that really has to be dealt with in a serious way. But often, being benachas can be about slowing down, reminding oneself that everything will get done and it's going to be okay. And if something does not get done, okay, that's still fine. And if there's a little bit less food or a little bit less, okay, the world's not going to come to an end. And sort of feeling that, you know what, I can be relaxed. Sometimes the feeling of nachas comes from pulling away from the immediate movement and zrizos and the tasks and thinking about the larger picture. Person is getting married or a person is making a wedding for their children, and they can be consumed with the busyness of the event. But sometimes just pulling back and saying, wow, this is a highlight of my life, and look where we are as a family, and look where my child is, and look at the girl or boy that my child is marrying. And to focus on just the beauty of the picture instead of getting locked into the details of that picture. And sometimes with Yontif as well, to stop for a second and to think about what it is that we're doing and how lucky we are that we have this lifestyle and how meaningful the Chag should be. And instead of getting sucked into the negative energy, we create that nachas ruach and that peacefulness whenever we live with a sense of higher purpose. Whenever we live with a sense of seeing the tzura of the larger picture of what we're doing. Whenever we feel there's real meaning in our life. So somehow we're able to be busy. We're able to run around with a deep sense of satisfaction. My bracha to all of you, certainly to myself, to Sarah Pesach, as we go checking piece by piece of our list, that we do so with a sense of Kiyam Chayenu V'Rachameinu. We do so with a sense of Ashreichem Yisrael, how lucky we are in this life, and hopefully be able to do that, through doing that, to create an inner peace, an inner serenity that allows us to approach these days with a great sense of simcha. Everyone have a good day, and a Chag Sameach.